What's the differential diagnosis of other common entities that cause exposed bone, if any?
There are three others that should be considered. In fact, I have a lecture we call bone rot that cause exposed bone almost exclusively in the jaws. The number one to distinguish it from is osteoradionecrosis. Now, if a person has exposed bone in the mouth and has had 6,000 centigrade or more radiation and may also be taking a bisphosphonate, it's most likely due to the radiation. And that's why the definitions exclude anybody with local radiation. Osteoradionecrosis has been something the profession of oral surgery has dealt with for decades, and we have good protocols for that. The second one is just bacterial osteomyelitis will cause exposed bone. Bacterial osteomyelitis presents a little different fashion. We can distinguish that by clinical experience. The next one, essentially, is what's called osteopetrosis. And that's interesting in a genetic analog to the bisphosphonate problem. Because that disease entity is a genetic absence or dysfunction of osteoclasts. And that led us to determine that the osteoclast really was the pivotal cell in this disease process.
Fascinating. How many cases are there of that in the United States, for example?
Well, osteopetrosis, also called marble bone disease or Albers-Schoenberg's disease, has 8 variations to it. It's very uncommon. I think it's an instance of a 1 out of every 10,000 births.